Hi there.
I was wondering if you could answer some questions for me.
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
Okay. Can you describe your role as a member rep?
Sure. So a member rep, meaning I'm a member representative on the board. So I'm an official board member who gets to vote on, with the rest of the vote, on different decisions and different policies. And I'm elected by the members of UP House to represent their needs and their questions and things they want to see happen at UP House.
Great. What does it mean to you?
Well, it means that it's a responsibility to observe and to get feedback from members so I could bring their feedback to the board as to what's going well, what may need improvement.
So I guess you're describing the duties of a member representative.
Well, yeah, it's all the duties of it, but every board member will do it a bit differently. But I also observe what's going on during the day while I'm here, and I also feed back to the board my own impressions.
And do you have a monthly report to do or anything like that?
Yeah, I have a monthly report. I share the duty with the other elected member, board member. So it's really a list of what's going on at UP House, what new things have come up, how things are going in general, what trends are happening, how project, maybe new projects are going, and so forth.
Well, that's great. Thanks for answering all our questions.
Hello, my name is Lion. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.
Well, you can also ask me, why is it important for members to be on the board?
Yeah.
Why is it important that there be members on the board?
Well, the UP House and Clubhouse model is such that it empowers people with mental illness a lot. By members being on the board, it makes it more their clubhouse. They have the more authority to make it more something that meets their needs more. This parallels how members and staff are equal, and how that the clubhouse isn't based on a hierarchy between, you know, board members being the highest up and staff being the second highest up. It creates like an equality, and it gets it allows the clubhouse to flex to what the members' needs are. And it allows the members to give feedback as to what's working and what's not. So it gives the members ownership of the clubhouse.
Well, that's great. I have to still say, though, that we're hungry and we've been waiting for that cheesecake.
My campaign promise last year was cheesecake, but due to budgetary constraints, I had to bring in ice cream sandwiches. But if I'm elected this year, I can assure you, as Donald Trump assures us on many things that we know will come true, that there will be cheesecake for Cleanup Tuesdays, making it Cheesecake Tuesdays, and perhaps clean up if we're not too full and lazy after eating cheesecake to clean up.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Lion. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.